Labor Day, a federal holiday since 1894, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievement of American workers, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. It's always celebrated on the first Monday of September, unofficially marking the end of the summer with a most welcome three-day weekend for most workers. We thought it would be the perfect time to gather some research to sum up how American workers are faring. Here is a statistical portrait of the American workforce. Wages, 15% versus 138%. Average pay increase in real wages since 1979 for the bottom 90% versus top 1% of earners in America, according to the Economic Policy Institute. 11% versus 20% plus. Percentage of American workers in unions in 2014 versus the 1970s, early 1980s, respectively. Union membership has fallen consistently since the Reagan years. 23%. Premium private sector median wage difference paid to union workers over non-union workers on a weekly basis, $878 versus $716, according to data for 2011. 6. Number of years the federal minimum wage has been set at $7.25 per hour, 2010 through 2015. It remains stuck at $5.15 for a full decade, ending in 2007. 29. Number of states and Washington, D.C. that have a minimum wage higher than the federal minimum. 5. Number of U.S. cities that have approved the adoption of a $15 minimum wage. Working too much, working too little. 1. Number of countries in the world with an advanced economy that does not require paid vacation for workers. 4 weeks vacation is the minimum in many European countries, and the lone country without any federal mandatory paid vacation is the United States of America. 47. Number of hours the average employee in the U.S. works each week. Nearly 40% of employees report working 50 or more hours per week. 33%. Percentage increase risk of stroke among employees who work 55 or more hours per week, compared to those with a 35 to 40-hour week. 15. Number of minutes some Amazon employees were given within which to respond to a pager message, even on weekends or during vacations, or risk getting in trouble with the manager. 12%. Rise in the number of employees since 2007 who voluntarily choose part-time work and a limited, more flexible work schedule rather than traditional full-time employment. 8%. Percentage of workers who say they get extra time off during the summer in the form of summer Fridays or other extended vacation opportunities. Unemployment. 5.6%. The official unemployment rate in July, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. 42%, the real unemployment rate, according to Donald Trump, who has pointed out that 93 million Americans, or 42% of the working age population, don't have jobs. Trump's numbers include many groups who simply aren't in the market for a job, including teenagers, stay-at-home parents, and retired senior citizens. Retirement. 62-64. Average retirement age for American women and men, respectively, as of 2013. Over the past 5 decades, the average age of retirement has remained mostly flat for men, but has been rising for women from 55 in the mid-1960s. At least part of the increase can be attributed to the fact that women are more likely to have better career options and more invested in their work lives in modern times. 25%. Percentage of Americans age 65 and over who were in the workforce as of 2013, a 3% increase compared to 2010. During the same time frame, there was a 2% drop in the Americans aged 18 to 29 in the workforce. 59%. Percentage of American workers who say they are somewhat or very confident they will enjoy a comfortable retirement. $63,000, $1 million. The value of the typical American's retirement savings account versus the amount that the typical worker believes he or she will need for retirement, respectively. This article posted by Brad Tuttle.